a solid race for Erik Bjornsson today in 28th. And I think last year I was just kind of looking at my, like the old FIS stats. He finished in 31st and Simi right out of a top 30, which I think for people who know how he can race the distance events here in the US, definitely not a surprise. Speak a little bit about the men's side and how that's all transpiring.
Yeah, it's been fun to see some of the team start to come alive. It happens at a different time every year throughout the fall. And there were a couple exciting moments and races out there today. And the one that was probably the biggest highlight, being his best individual classic World Cup, was Simi's race. And he took some chances early in the race, jumped on some pretty hot rides, and put himself in a situation that often has him kind of catching on fire and just surviving until the end. And he did put himself in trouble, but was able to fight through it and skied the final lap sort of by himself, but survived. And we're all really excited about his almost top 30, but 35th is in Ruka in Classic is really exciting, and he's pretty proud of it as well.
I'm kind of curious. I mean, he's one of those people who, as we all know, is just like an amazing all-round athlete, and it's humbling to kind of just see him do anything. How do you manage him as a coach, where I'm sure he's like, oh, I want to go do this and I want to go do that, and you guys know he has the aptitude?
Yeah, he's one of those athletes, and he's not the only one on our team that's like this, that kind of needs recess from time to time. And recess for Simi is, of course, not chilling out, but it's going outside and playing in the mountains, finding some adventure. On the road, he and I try and contain it to adventure skis or, you know, big tours next week in Shushan, hopefully, if the conditions permit. Things like that that just, you get him off the rat track, the loops of World Cup courses, and just out into the woods feeling like he's free. And it's amazing what that does to pretty much anybody's mind, but his especially.